Okay, today's daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Aleph. We're just going to go back to daf Yud on my base for a minute. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, the Ilanishmas, Dr. Ira Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev. His the art site is today, and the Shama should have an Aliyah, and all the learning should be the Ilanishmas. So it says that we said yesterday that there was a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, whether or not, there was a lot of discussion, whether or not, what was the discussion? Yeah, whether or not you can make an arusa can eat truma. And both really ended up holding that an arusa, me'ikar adin can eat truma. And why does an arusa not eat truma? Either because of Ula's reason, because maybe she'll bring home some food to her family, and then I'll let her eat truma, or because of a simpo. Okay? And then we said, and there was a kal v'chomer brought from a case of Amma Ivri, from a shifcha kananis, who doesn't have simpone issues, right? Doesn't have either issue, really. So the kal v'chomer was, we'll go back. What should we go back to? Let's go back to Ravina. Ravina Amar. It's, I don't know, 6-7 lines up. More, maybe even more. Ravina Amar. Midda Araisa, Mufsha, Pshitale, Da'achla. Midda Araisa, everybody agrees that Midda Araisa and Arusa can eat Truma. Right? Everyone agrees to that. Right? What does an Arusa can eat Truma? It means a Kohen marries her. They're not living together yet. Midda Araisa, she can eat Truma. And the question was, what about on a Darabanan level? Can she eat Truma on a Darabanan level? And here was the question. Shamati Alecha, I heard, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag, to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I heard, Sha'ata Omer Arusa Basar Alecha Elis Petruma. You allow an Arusa, even Midarabanan, you allow it. V'locha Shirin L'Simpon? Aren't you worried about Simpon? Shalach lei viata omer kain. I'm surprised you said that. Mukzakani b'chash ata baki b'chedri Torah. I heard you're a big somebody. Lidrosh b'kal v'chomer. You got to Yudea, so you can't make a kal v'chomer. My kal v'chomer will show that I'm right. Why? What's the kal v'chomer? Uma shivcha kinanis. You have a shivcha kinanis. She ain't bia samachil asa b'truma. Bia cannot allow her to eat truma. Why can bia not allow her to eat truma? She can't have bia. She's not Jewish. So bia cannot allow it to eat truma. Nevertheless, kaspa ma'achilasa b'truma, kesef, buying her, acquiring her, allows her to eat truma. V'lo chashin l'simpon, and we don't care about simpon. We don't care that she has a mum. It's not relevant. So zu, a woman, shebiasa ma'achilasa b'truma, who on a daraisa level, bia allows her to eat truma. Why does bia allow to eat truma on a daraisa level? Because on a daraisa level, they're married. Eino din shekaspa ma'achilasa b'truma. So now that you married her with kesef, shouldn't that for sure work even on the rabbanon level? V'lo chayshiran l'simpon, and we're not chayish for simpon, right? As Rashi says over here in the bottom, zu shebiyasa ma'achilasa. The beniseis moded l'lo chayshiran l'simpon. Once they're married, no one has a simpon problem. Once they're married, it's not an issue.
It's the same problem.
Eino dim shoset b'kos ella imkein botko. Nobody will marry somebody unless they check her out. The Odeya, the Kibel Alav. You saw the Kabbalit. That's the story. Avo Ma'aseh, what can I do? Shaharei Amru Chacham, Arusa Ba'asrul, Enoch Elz B'Truma. But Midrabanan, it's not allowed. Ad, Shadikonis L'Chuppah, until they have Chuppah, Mishum De'ula, because of Ula's issue. In other words, what's Ula's issue? Ula's issue is she's going to go give it to her friends, give it to her relatives. Now, what about Simpon? Nachoshish for it. What about Uben Bagbag? What about Uben Bagbag? Ben Bagbag says, Simpon ba'avadim lesa. There's no such thing as Simpon ba'avadim. Why not? Because im mumen shebegaloi hu hakachazile. If it's an open mum, you see, you want to, what?
It's already.
You want to buy a person with only one arm? You see the mum right there. Im mum shebeseisar. If it's a private mum, a hidden mum, what do you care? She has a mum. You got your butter to work. What do you care? So she's got some wart somewhere on the back of her back? Who cares? I don't care. Now, nimtza ganav o kubyustus? What is she, a ganav or a kubyustus? Rashi says a kubyustus is a gonev nefashos. What is she, some kind of a criminal? Higiyu, you knew that. Right? Right? Maya Marta. Fine. Maya Marta, what do you want to say? Listed Mizuyim, she's an armed robber, or Nichtav Lamalchus, or she's wanted by the government? Hani Kala Islahu. Then everybody would know that. So what's your issue?
If she has a mental issue, nobody would know that.
Okay, but there's no such thing like that really in those days.
Nobody has mental issues.
So just an interesting aside, for a minute. Rashi says that a kubyustos means a gonev nefashos. What's that?
Kidnapper.
Says Tosvos, kubyustos, Pirsha kunsh is gonev nefashos. Rashi says it means a gonev nefashos. Vikasha, there's a problem with that. Because in Parakama de Bechoros, in the first paragraph of Bechoros, Omar, shol kuntriskus hatifsar lo b'yochan ha-medzakai. Some Roman official asked b'yochan ha-medzakai. He says, you know, I was going through the Torah, and it says, gabe shkolim, ubeka lagolgoles, begavui hakesef. When I figured out there were 600,000 Jews, males, and everyone gave a beka, everyone gave a matzah shekel, atamoti masayim ve'echa kikar, you find 201 kikar, v'yud aleph mone, and 11 mone, ubenesinas hakesef, atamoti kuf kikar. But when you read the Torah, there's only 100. Where's the rest of the money? This is what the guy asked the Reuven and Zakkai. Where's the rest of the money? Moshe Rabchem Ganav Haya. Was Moshe a Ganav? Moshe pocketed it? Oh, Kubyustus Haya? Or was he a Kubyustus? Now, O'Eino Baki B'cheshbonos. Maybe he just didn't know how to do accounting. He didn't know math. Which one is it? Now, if Kubyustus means a kidnapper, Ma Indian Gonev Nefashos Zechasar Nashkalim. What does that have to do with missing money? The guy's a kidnapper. So how could the kubyustos be a kidnapper? V'chein also, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, the kubyustos mesachik b'kuvya. No, kubyustos means a gambler. Right, what was Moshe? Moshe was gambling? Gambled away the money. What was he, a gambler, a thief? That makes sense. V'had amar b'reishis rabba, it says that in b'reishis rabba, it says that v'yomer shalchani ki Allah ha-shachar. Right, the angel said to Yaakov, let me go. I got to go up and say Shira, right? What are you running? What are you, a ganav? What are you, a kubyustus? Are you afraid of the sunlight? Right? As Yaakov said, the Medrash says, Yaakov said that back to him. Where are you running? What are you, a kubyustus? Right? Lepirish hakuntris nicha. So according to Rashi, that makes sense. Right? He's a thief. He's a kidnapper. Lepirish rabbeinu chananel, nami yesh lama, da adam shematachi, bekovya ragal liyaz alav noshim, harbe, v'nitman bifneim. Yeah, because people that gamble owe money, and he's hiding out. So in the minute the sun rises, he can't find the guy. So it makes perfect sense.
What's the answer for Moshe?
What? So the question, what's the answer for Rashi?
Right.
Right? What's the answer for Rashi?
Right.
You could say, that Rashi didn't mean, it always means that. It means a low life.
No, he wants to know what they meant. Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, so the guy was wrong. I don't know. I don't remember the whole story there. What? Exactly. Here, I mean, I'm not disputing the fact that it also could mean a gambler or a lowlife,
no,
right?
But according to this, Moshe was on the take.
No, he wasn't on the take. Don't worry. Don't think that. Now, back to the Gemara. Bichti, bein lamar, lo achla. So according to both reasons, according to either way, you know, a woman who's an arusa cannot eat truma. So what's the difference? What the reason is? My benayu. What's the difference? It can benayu kibel masar fahalach. There are three different. According to Rashi, there are three differences. According to Tosfos, there are only two differences. Rashi, look at Rashi. The Rashi of kibel. Kibel means I know she has a mumen. I don't mind. All right. So she doesn't. She has something wrong with her. On the bottom of her, under her arm, she has epis, a little bit of a scar or something. I don't care. She's makabalit. So if that's the reason, the arusa can eat truma. Machoshe, she's going to give it back to her family. That's the reason. I don't mind. Kibel, I'm makabal the problem. Or the other one is masar v'halach. Masar v'halach means she's already in the custody of the husband's shliach. To get married, right? He lives in Yerushalayim. She lives in Woodmere. So the husband sent shlichim to bring her, to mikdash her, and bring her to Yerushalayim. Right? So what who's she giving it to? There's no one for her to give the truma to. She's not near anybody. She's with the husband's shlichim, not going to eat it. So if that's the case, not a problem. What about Simpon? That's still a problem. Maybe he'll look, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is what I was Makadosh. I have to get out of this, right? Rashi says, Kibel Allah is Hamumin. You Makabel the Mumin. Mishum Simpon Leka. Mishum Ula Ika. Next Rashi, Masar. Masar Ha'av L'Shluch Ha'abal. Oh, or Shahalchu Shluch Ha'av Im Shluch Ha'abal. V'oda B'derech, and they're still on the way. So Mishum Simpon Ika. Or Mishum Shema Tishke Leka. The relatives aren't there. So Rashi has two cases. Either the husband's shlichim are escorting her to the husband, or the husband's shlichim are escorting her back to the husband. Right? Either the father's shlichim or the husband's shlichim. Who's doing the escorting? That's what it means. Kibel means yimakabel the mum. Masar is one case. Halacha is the second. According to Tosafot, it's one case. It's just shlichim. Doesn't matter who they are. It's a difference.
How about giving it to the shlichim? Not worried about that.
We're not worried about that. That's not an issue. Okay, next. Beishame Omrim, Bekesef, Beishame Omrim, Bedinar. So, according to Beishame, if you want to marry a woman with Kesef, you have to marry it using dinar. Not a pruta, a dinar. It's more. My time de Beishamai. What's the reason for Beishamai? If we knew the currency, it would help. We don't. We know that 100 pennies. Equals a dollar.
Right.
10 dimes also equals a dollar. 20 nickels also, and 4 quarters also. We all know that. We're doing the exact same thing here with currencies. We have no clue what we're talking about. So it's very complicated, but it's not hard. Just we don't know what we're talking about. Why did Beis Shammai say a dinar? Amar Rab Zera, Shkin Isha Makpedes al Asma v'ein Mekadeshes b'pachas medinar. It's very simple. A prut is a very small amount of money. A woman, no woman, no self-respecting woman is going to agree to get married for such a small amount of money. Amalei Abayas, if that's the case, Elamayata, what about this? Kigon Bante de Rabbiane, so the daughters of Rabbiane, the captain on Avshayu, they're very makbid on themselves, Velo Makaje, Pachos Mitarka for the dinar. They're going to require 3 dinar. They're very fancy ladies. Hachanami, the Ipashti Yad of Kibla, Chad Zuza, Meacher, Hachanami, the Lohavi Kedushin. What, and if they accept 1 dinar, it's not going to be good?
Well, they have higher standards.
So, Amalei, no. Pashti Yad Levakibel, O Kamina. I'm not, if she already accepted it, I'm not asking that Kasha. She accepted it.
Right.
The standard is an objective standard, not a subjective standard. I increased it from a pruta to a dinar because of subjectivity. Once I did that, now it's an objective standard. That's not my question. My question is, Ki Kamina Kitchabalaila. She didn't see what you gave her. Oh, or na inami the shavi shliach, or she sent the shliach to go pick up the money, and the shliach thought, okay, this is all good, but no, she wanted more. That was my question. My question wasn't if she, oh, you want to be makashi with a dinar? Normally, I take 3 dinars, but for you, I'll take 1. Not a kasha. The kasha was when she thought she's getting 3, and she only got 1. So that can't be the reason. So Rabbi Yosef Amar, I'll tell you, Taima de Beishamai Kivyuda Amar Ravasi. Dam Ravuda Amar Ravasi. Kol Kesef Ha'omer Batorah. Kesef Tzuri. Any Kesef mentioned in the Torah is Kesef Tzuri, which is a different currency. V'shal Divrehem Kesef Medina. And if there any money, Midirabanan, is Kesef Medina. What on earth does that mean? So look at Rashi. Shal Divrehem Kesef Medina. It's a long Rashi, but we have to read it because it'll explain what's going on here. L'kaman mefarish la b'kesef medina is shminis shebekesef tzuri. The kesef medina is 1/8 value of a kesef tzuri. So im sela hu shminis shebetzela tzuri. If we're talking about a sela, it's 1/8 of a sela tzuri. Im dinar hu, if we're talking about a dinar, shminis shebedinar tzuri. 1/8 of a dinar of Turi is what the Chachamim required. Hilkach, therefore, pruta lo matzis lemeimar. It's impossible for the shear to be a pruta. Why? Because it's a dinda oraisa, to be makadosh with kesef, and lefi shehi nechoshes, because the pruta of a Turi is nechoshes. Vitsuri matbea shel nechoshes leka. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a pruta in the tzuri world. No such thing. Ubekedushin kesef ksiv, the hakicha kicha gemiri, right? The kivan da afikte mi pruta, since there is no pruta in the tzuri denominations, alma midi de chashivus boy, we need the next lowest chashiv currency, ukmi adinar kidalakaman, so we pit the dinar. That's where the dinar came from, according to Beit Shammai. Okay? In other words, since we're holding from Kesef Tzuri, which is like a higher denominations, there is no pruta. Right? There is no pruta.
It's too small.
It's too small. Right? In Canada, there's no penny. They got rid of it. Right? There's no penny in Canada.
Since when?
Since a few years ago. They should get rid of it here. It costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Yeah.
Only Americans make a penny. It costs more than a penny to make a penny.
They make it up in value.
They make it up in value. Right? They got rid of it in Canada.
So Tsuri was a separate city?
It was a country.
With separate currency.
Separate currency, yeah. It could have been called the same words, Sela, Dinar, but at a higher value. So I'm not 100% sure what I'm saying, right? Had a higher value, and there is no pruta. There is no pruta. So therefore, Shed Beisha, and I hold that when the Torah gives the amounts, it has to be a tzuri. There is no such thing. And therefore, the next denomination is a dinar. Therefore, you have to be mekadesh the dinar. Okay? So now, we're going to take a whole, now we're going to go journey through all these places in the Chumash where it mentions kesef, and the Gemara is going to show you how it's not true that there's no such thing as a pruta. For example, gufa, amav Yehuda amarav, asi, call kesef amar betorah, kesef turi, shel divrayem, kesef medina. Right? So v'klalahu, that's the rule. The rule is that whenever it's kesef, then it has to be turi. Is that true? Vare taina. What about a taina? Taina means I say to you, I asked you to watch money, or I lent you $100, and you say, no, you didn't. You only lent me 50. Here's 50. The other 50, you never lent me the other 50. Never happened. You're making it up. So look at Rashi on top. Adam toin es chavero. A guy comes to his friend and says, no, where's the money? U mashbino so imho de bemixas. If you agree to half, you have to swear. That doesn't mean 50%. If you agree to any amount and you deny the rest, you have to swear. Okay? Now we're going to get to the nitty-gritty amounts that you deny and that you admit to. So, the ksiv, it says, ki yitain ish esrayehu kesef o kalim, right? Va'alav ha-kasev asher yomar ki huzeh, and the Torah says, ki huzeh, in other words, this is the story, I agree to this. The alfinan minei shahamod de bemiksas yishava. If you agree to part of it, you have to swear on the rest. The nikra balabayis hasam ksiv v'darshinan le l'shvua. Good, very good. Now we go. Dichsiv back the top line. Dichsiv kitin ish el reyeo kesef o kalim lishmar utnan shvuas hadayanim. In order for the shvu to get off the ground. Hataina shtei kesef. The taina has to. Where's my shtei kesef? I lent you shtei kesef, two kesef. Where is it? V'hauda and the admission has to be shava pruta.
At least
a shava pruta, right? Now,
so you say you can't have a case more than this?
Well, you can't have a case more. We can't have a case less. If I say to you, I only owe you a half a pruta,
yeah,
that's not going to be a shavua here. Too small. But what do you see from here? You see from here that you have a situation where it's the Torah said kesef, and you can have less than a dinar. How do you see that? Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Utanam b'shavuot hadayanim, it skipped down halfway through the Rashi where there's a dot, a comma, and it says mikol makom. Mikol memem. Mikol makom. Midiktani shtei kesef. Since the minimum demand is two kesef, the demand is two kesef. Where's my two kesef? Right? Shma mina kro lav dafka kesef ka'amar. It doesn't bedafka mean kesef tzuri. Why not? Because ela amamona ba'almakup. It's stam money. Why? V'kivan shelo piresh kama, right? It didn't say how much. The Torah says kesef. How much kesef? Lo masri hakasef el chachamim. The Torah said, chachamim, you figure it out. How much, what you want the minimum taina to be, right? V'lo kim lehu l'rabbanan la'ashivu abatam yachi. So the Rabbanan said, less than two kesef, we're not going to impose a shavua. Right? That's the minimum demand. The ikra dafka kesef ksiv, if the Torah wanted kesef, now nihi dema hi hamadbea habesucha shebetzuri, the ma is the smallest denomination of in the tzuri world, miushtayim analhu. Why do I have to have two? Why is the minimum shtei kesef? You can have one. It must be your rule about the minimums by kesef as dinar. It's not true. Not true. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Now it's the exception over here. Hasam dumya de kalim. Because it says, if I gave you, I lent you kesef, o kalim. Right? And then I said, no, where's my kesef? The minimum demand is two. Why two? Because it's just like kalim. Kalim is plural. Ma kalim shnayim. Af kesef shnayim. You're right. The minimum, really, my rule is right. My rule about tzuri is right. How come over here by Tanya it seems to not apply? No, because it's a different thing over here because we're comparing it to kalim. Kalim is plural, so the kesef also has to be plural. Ma kesef, this has nothing to do with anything, it's just throwing it in. Ma kesef davar chashuv, af kalim davar chashuv. So if I say to you, where are the two empty bags of potato chips I lent you? You want them back. Not davar chashuv. Now what's the gedder of davar chashuv? I don't know. Right? I don't know what the gedder is. The Rashi and Tosfos both discuss needles. Where are the two needles I lent you? I want them back. No, you only lent me one. I'm denying the other one. You make a shavu on that. On such a small, worthless piece of...
Well, the case wouldn't work if there weren't two.
Why not?
You might have for one.
Wait a minute. Where's the dollar I lent you? Yeah, what half, do you mean? I only lent you half a dollar.
Half a dollar.
The other half I lent, you never lent me.
He's saying it's the smallest denomination.
What?
He's saying it was the smallest denomination.
So he says here, a ma is worth six dinar.
But
I'm not sure. That's how you. I always say, how do I make that into American money, right? Okay. What's a ma? What's a dinar now? What's a pruta? It's just small numbers, you know.
Give me ma.
So what do you, what's your question? Your question is that if
it was just an example for a case. So it was saying two because you say one instead of saying half.
No, that's what Rashi says. If we're so machbid right. That a kesef tzuri has to be machbid dafka, then why two?
Because the case was half.
Kalen, two dinars.
It's very simple.
All right. Next, the Hare Meiser. What about Meiser? The Ksiv, it says by Meiser, Vitzarata HaKesef Biadecha. So you're not allowed to, you don't want to go to Yerushalayim to schlep all your stuff, it's too much. So you can redeem it on Kesef, and you'll schlep the Kesef to Yerushalayim. Right? That's not such a schlep. Put the money in your pocket and go. With Nanami Lord, Haporet Sela Mimos Meiser, Haporet Sela Mimos Meiser Sheni, right? That means if someone has copper prutos, he can use those for his Meiser Sheni money. How can he do that? The minimum is a dinar and all these rules. How can he use the copper prutos? We don't allow that for Ishos. We don't allow, all of a sudden. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kesef, ha kesef riba. Right, it says ha kesef to include, you're right, normally we have a rule about turi, not over here. Here's different exception. Why? It says ha-kesef. Vare hektish. What about hektish? Diksiv, because it says, v'nasan ha-kesef v'kamlo. This is you donate something to hektish, then you want to redeem it back. So, v'amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, hektish, I'm not sure the parameters of this din, so it sounds like it doesn't make any sense. Hektish shove money. If the hektish is worth a money, which is a certain amount, right, you tell your wife, I donated that to the... You donated that? That's my grandmother's thing. How could you do that? Okay, I'll go get it back. I'll redeem it back. So you have to pay a fifth, right? So hamak hektish shove money. Hektish is worth a money. Shechilula al shove pruta. And you redeem it or you make it chalul. You make you on a shove pruta. Mechulul, that works. So how could that work? It's not the same value. Right? I donated a $100 bracelet to the Beis HaMikdash, and now I'm a cholet on a penny? Now the penny's worth goes to the Beis HaMikdash? That's not a fair exchange. So I'm not sure the answer to that question. When we get to the hektish things, kachim, we'll figure that out. But the point is, you see again, that it's not a dinar. It's much less. How could you do this? The Torah says the word kesef, right? So the Gemara answers, Hasam Nami, kesef yalef mi meiser. Well, meiser by meiser, it was good enough. We make a gzeira shava to meiser, or we learn it out from meiser, and it's good. So far, there's no rule where this applies except for by women, right? Every other time, we gave an exception, right? Zarei kedusha isha. What about kedusha isha? The chesiv, it says, kikach ish isha ubala, for gamar kicha kicha mistay efron. Utnan, beis hillel omrim prutu b'shava pruta. It's a pruta. How could this rule was said by Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi. Anytime it says kesef, it means a dinar. What about Beis Hillel? What about marrying a woman? Where's the dinar? Right? Says the Gemara, you want to tell me that name of Rav Asi is Amar Kibbe Shammai? That Rav Asi holds like Beis Shammai, who we never hold like? So, doesn't make any sense. How could Rav Asi hold like Beis Shammai? Nobody holds like Bishamai. So back to square one. How can he make a statement like that? Anytime we say kesef, we mean a lot of money. We mean the dinar. Beis Hillel said not like that. You can't argue on Beis Hillel. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. We reject that whole statement. Ella, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Asi, call kesef a katzav. Any defined amount of money, set amount of money. Amar Batorah, kesef tzuri. Anytime the Torah says you want to, your eved wants to go out, you knock your tooth out of your eved, you have to pay him shloshim shekel. Anytime there's a set amount, that's kesef tzuri. Shel divrehem kesef medina. Anytime we decide a number, then it could be kesef medina. So what did the Torah say when you want to marry a woman with kesef? How much kesef do you have to give? The Torah doesn't say a word. Then we hold like Beis Hillel, it's a pruta or a shava pruta. If you're mafata a woman, you have to pay 50 shekel. What's that? That's a set amount that you have to pay 50 shekel of tzuri. Ma'akam Ashmalon, what's the chiddush in that? Tani, that's old news. Chamesh tzloyim shel ben, the five coins of a pidyon are ben, shloshim shel eved, chamishim shel oner v'shel mafata, meya shel motzi shemra, kulam b'shekel ha'kodesh, b'mona of tzuri. They all have to be with mona tzuri. It's old news. We know that already. So the Gemara says, no, shall livreim kesef medina itzricholei. The chiddush was if the money's not determined, not set. That you're right. We knew that the money that when it's set amount has to be kesef. That's old story. The question was not velo delotanan. That we never found that such a statement like that. That when the money is not defined, the chacham decide how much it is. For example, the Tanya hatokei lechaveiro. If somebody yells in somebody's ear and damages the ear. No, say lo sela. You have to give a sela. Why a sela? That's the standard, regular, normal amount of damage that would you normally cause. Yeah. If it's different, it's different. But we're talking about a normal situation. That's the damage.
Does it also include pain and suffering?
Yeah, it's everything. The lo tema my sela are bezuz. Don't tell me a sela means four zuz. Ella my sela palga de zuz. It means a half a zuz. The of the inchi, the kari lapalgu, the zuza, is tira, because the people call a half a zuz in a stira, which is a sela. So don't think, in other words, we're making up the amount. But you have damaged somebody, you have to pay. What do you have to pay? Torah didn't say what you have to pay. Whatever the damage is. So whatever it is, you break someone's leg, pay. You punch him in the face, pay. You yell in his ear and you cause him damage, you pay. What do you pay? Whatever the damage is. The chacham, a bunch of doctors, and they're letting you know, when you yell in his ear, the standard amount is going to be X. Could it be different? Yeah. Is it probably going to be different? Probably not. It's probably going to be X. So we'll tell you right now it's X. Okay?
So that currency was always in existence?
Yeah. So the only time it comes up is Pidyon HaBen. If you ever have the zechus to make a Pidyon HaBen, and you if you look into it, your head will spin. Because the chacham and the poskim are very busy. They're very busy with what's the value of the silver? How much silver has to be in the coins because it goes back to kesef tzuri? And what value is that? You're right. I lived in a country that didn't have this kesef tzuri. They didn't have it. I didn't live in Tzur. I lived somewhere else. They didn't have it. So the answer is it's the currency. It's the value of the silver.
That's not what we heard on Shabbos, though. We heard on Shabbos that it was a
his problem was it was the currency being used by the country that he's in.
Who's what on Shabbos?
At Shabbos table.
Right. Well, that's a chumrah. No one holds like that. I never heard that before.
That was his problem.
In the 1970s, the state of Israel, minted special Pidyon HaBen coins that had the silver, the requisite silver. So you get those. They're very expensive. They're very rare. I have to have one. So I can't find it. After child,
because
when my son was born, someone gave it as a gift. You can't buy them. You get them as a gift. So we were sitting at the Shabbos table, and somebody was saying that he's a Kohen. This guy was a Kohen. So he was the Kohen for the Pidyon HaBen, and they went to the Bustin Rebbe, and the Bustin Rebbe didn't want to use those coins because he said it's not the currency of the United States.
No, it's unused currency.
They don't use it even in Israel. You can't walk into a store even in Israel and say, "Well, I want to buy a newspaper." Him giving you this coin.
It's uncirculated.
It's uncirculated. It's a special thing just for Pidyon HaBen. So he didn't want to use it.
It was
made in the '70s, but it has the value enough for 5 shekels, whatever this amount is. That's how much silver they put in it.
That's the value of silver.
What? Not using it is a chumah. I know that Rav Pam, when I had my son and I was busy with this Pidyon HaBen, I went to Rav Pam because I was afraid. What happened was my father gave me the coins that had been used for my Pidyon HaBen. He got them back from the Kohen. He said, use the same ones. And I was afraid that they weren't, I was looking at them and I wasn't sure about the value. So I went all the coins, including the one from Israel, to Rav Pam, and I said, is this enough? He looked. He said, yeah, it's fine. It's all good. These are the best ones. Don't worry about it. Good. Mazel tov. Go home. So he didn't say a word. He didn't say, oh, that we don't use because it's not in currency. He didn't say anything. So I think that was a chumrah. Because I think people try to get that coin. Because you get that coin, you're safe. Because when they made it, they did it the right way. You know, with every, you know, in Israel, you have 1,000 shitas. So they made themselves, they covered all their bases. You know? So the point is, getting back to your question. Your question was, but I don't live here. So the answer is, it's the value, right? It's the value, whatever the value is, right? In Tur, I guess it was the most. Maybe back then, it was like, you know, today, everybody wants dollars, everybody wants euro, right? They can be used anywhere, right? Who want you go to Italy? I have Israeli shekels. They don't want that. I have American dollars. That they'll take. I have euro. That they'll take, right? So that maybe Tur was like that. It was like the universal type of currency that anywhere you went, they're going to take it.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Rishon ben Lakish Omar, I'll give you another answer for Beis Shammai. Why he made a dider? Time of the Beis Shammai, kidechizkia. Darmar chizkia, Omar kra. It says vehefda, right? That a woman who's bought as an Amma Ivriya can redeem herself and buy herself back. Malamed shemagras pidyona. She can work off the value, work it off, or pay it off. Either one. Now, if you had to buy her with a dinar and the same amount that's for kedushin, right? Hainer demigrav azlat pruta. You can buy herself back until it gets to a pruta, which has no value, which is the smallest value. Eli amrit yavla pruta. One second. But if you only bought her with a pruta, what is she buying herself back with? There's nothing left, right? Mi pruta mi megara. Can you even get less than that? So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Therefore, it must be the minimum is a dinar, so there's room for her to buy herself back. So the Gemara says, V'dilma, hachi kamar, derachmana, heicha diyasiv lai diyavla dinar, tigra ad pruta. If she was purchased with a dinar, then taka, there's room for her to get herself back. Heicha diyavla pruta, lo tigra klal. And if you bought her with a pruta, enachanami, she can't buy herself back. Doesn't have, who said every case she has to be able to do that? So the Gemara answers, no. Every case she has to be able to do that. Lo sal kadaita. Don't think that. Dumya di yiyud. Because it's just like, it's compared to yiyud. Yiyud is when the master is now going to marry her. The master or the master's son can marry this Amma. She's a Jewish girl. The father was very poor. He sold his daughter to this man. And most of them, you've shown him, say it was with the intention they're going to marry her. Either him or the son will marry her. So it was like a way to get her in the door. Okay, so she has to be an Amma for a while. At 12 years old, she leaves anyway. Right? So just for a few years, but it's more of a guarantee, maybe she'll be married. Ma yiyud, afagav, di boy miyayid, vi boy lo miyayid. It's up to the master. He doesn't have to do that. He can, he can, he can, he cannot. Kol hecha de lo matzi miyayed, lo havi de zivini vini. But if he doesn't do yidud, he can't sell it to someone else. Right? Right? Lo havi zivini zivini. Right? Hachanami, so too over here, the lo matzi migra, lo havi zivini zivini.
Kol hecha.
Kol hecha de lo matzi migra, lo havi zivini. If he can't, if she can't, if she doesn't have the opportunity to buy herself back, then what? Then it wasn't a sale. In other words, as I said before, if the husband says, if the master says, there's no chance on this earth that I am ever going to be miyayed your daughter, not me, not my son, it's not a sale. So too, if there's no chance that she could buy herself back, it's not a sale. Therefore, the minimum amount must be a dinar, so there's room for her to buy herself back. That's the Bishamai's makar, that it has to be a dinar. Okay? Okay. Oh, one more line. The kedusha isha lebe shamai nafkalahu me'amivria, and the kedushin of a woman's learned out of over here. Ma'amivria bepruta lo makanya af isha bepruta lo makanya. Just like it's not enough for an amivria, it's not enough for a kedushin either, and therefore it has to be at least a dinar. That's Beishamai's opinion, and we'll continue tomorrow more of this. All right, everyone, have a very, very good day.
Make a decision about.